Aware that this week's shooting of Officer Gene Mills during an early morning traffic stop had rekindled the debate over police numbers and equipment needs, Mayor Dan Sullivan ended Thursday's press conference with a public safety statement going beyond the shooting and Mills' condition.
Meeting last week showed the statistics that show that there's as many officers on the street right now as any time in Anchorage's history. And we were very confident that that police force is highly trained and has good equipment. And the fact that in less than 24 hours, someone who assaulted a police officer was caught, I mean, shows that.
Less than an hour later, Assemblymember and former Anchorage policeman Paul Honeman said despite the fine police work in the Mills case, the mayor's numbers and the quick investigation results do not mean residents feel safe.
Regardless of what numbers we may want to throw out as elected officials and bureaucrats, they're just not feeling safe. If police officers, unprecedented number, two police officers are shot in a six-month period in this city, what about the average citizen trying to commute to and from work? How about when they're trying to recreate or go shopping?
On January 9th, Anchorage police officer Jason Allen was shot and seriously wounded in a yet unsolved drive-by shooting. Honeman was part of a quartet that included Anchorage Assemblymember Mike Gutierrez, State Representative Pete Peterson, and State Senator Bill Walikowski. All represent the northeast portion of Anchorage where Officer Mills was shot. Walikowski agreed public safety is a resident concern.
We have a lot of constituents who don't feel safe in their homes. We have a lot of constituents who are concerned they don't feel safe on the streets. And so as their elected leaders, we felt it was important for us to come out and offer some solutions.
The latest community assessment project does indicate increasing concern about crime, if not specifically personal safety. The 2009 comprehensive report released last March showed of residents surveyed by phone in 2009, 45% said they were very concerned about crime. In 2008, it was 28%. The Make Anchorage Safer plan, Walikowski mentioned, has five elements. First, reinstate the zero-tolerance approach, which added four more police officers in high-crime areas during the swing and mid-shifts. Second, have two officers per patrol car at night in higher-crime areas. Third, better equipment and training for police officers. Four and five are linked. Four is the goal, more police officers, and five the means. Immediately fund a proposed police academy. Number five has been a running debate between Honeman and Sullivan. Honeman mustered the votes to fund preparation for a police academy, but not enough to override a Sullivan veto. The mayor says he wants to wait until the end of 2011 for the next academy when the city's budget is more secure than now. The group agreed with the mayor that Anchorage does have more street officers than ever before, but Walikowski compared police numbers with other similar-sized cities.
APD had a total of about 553 police officers, 408 of whom were sworn officers. Meanwhile, in Buffalo, New York, a city with about 8,000 fewer residents than Anchorage, there were 943 police officers and almost double the number of sworn officers, 800 sworn officers.
Honeman said most cities outside augment their enforcement resources with officers from adjacent communities and or county police. That's not true for Anchorage.
I always love to have more officers per thousand and better equipment and more training.
But, Anchorage Police Chief Mark Mew added, until there's money for new hires and equipment and maintenance, he has to run his department within existing financial boundaries.
If the state comes forward with additional money and changes that equation, then I think that probably changes the whole discussion about when we could have academies or how many officers we could afford to employ. So we'll see where that discussion goes.
Peterson and Walikowski said if requested by the city, they'd work to obtain state funding. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.